2024. Oh, that's a hard number.
2024. What do you guys? What do you guys? What do you guys expect for 2024?
Money, happiness, and a house.
Oh shit!
Thanks, sugar daddy Cameron. Huh?
Guys, I think I'm weed. I'm friends with the wrong guy.
No, I think it's going to be great. I could already tell how Glitterly is going to go. And it's going to be solid. Yes. Solid. We haven't even done maybe half of the year, but it feels like we've been doing this forever.
It feels long.
Which is amazing.
It feels long.
Yeah.
It feels long. It feels long, but it's really fun.
Rewarding.
I enjoy it in a lot of ways. And it's a lot of fun. That's kind of all I can really say about it, but...
Yeah. Do you guys believe in New Year's resolutions?
Nope.
Not anymore. No.
Well, there you have it, folks. Glitterly doesn't support... I'm joking.
Fuck me. Fuck her. We're all screwed. No, I think the whole New Year's resolution thing, I think I went on this previously, but like... Mm-hmm. If you're gonna do it, like, just do it. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you're, like, through the year.
True.
It's like, oh, I have goals to do. I'm like, well, do it then. Like, don't wait. Don't wait until the year ends.
Yeah.
I'm like, but I get it. But, like, if like, psychologically, that's how your brain works. Mm-hmm. Like, you need a fresh chapter. Because, mm-hmm. like, a fucking New Year's.
But I feel like it's like we talked about before. Like... You're just trying to make it perfect. Like, oh, now I'm crap. But, like, once the year starts, I'm, like, going to be, like, doing this and that and this. And it's like, no, you're going to be, like, the same you next year, you know? Mm-hmm. Just start now. Like, I started working. Like, I signed up in the gym, like, in November. I was working out before, but, like, on and off in my gym, in the building. Oh, my God. In the gym in my building. Exactly. And, yeah. And then me and my friend, like, we signed up in November. And, like, we just started, like, whatever. Like, 3 times a week, 4 times a week. Yeah. We missed some days. It's fine. Like, but we just started. Once you start, like, it's different, you know? But, yeah. like, saying, like, oh, when the year starts, I'm going to do this and that. Like, I tried that before. It barely works. Yeah.
Yeah, I used to be a big, like, New Year's, new me, baby. Yeah, New Year's, new me. But I just find it, like, because it's always used as the next chapter. Mm-hmm. It's always used as, like, I will do this now. Mm-hmm. I will do that now. Mm-hmm. Or I will exercise this part of me now. Mm-hmm. And it's just... I think people, a lot of people underestimate how much their habits are built into them. Mm-hmm. Mostly, I am saying that from a personal stance. I know how much habits I have that are like very fluent with my day-to-day. Mm-hmm. Like, I know what I want to do. I know I'll do this. Mm-hmm. And that has to happen with me psychologically. And do you ever find like trying to start a new habit like really fucks with you?
Yeah, of course. Because you have a regimen already down, or barely even a regimen at the start. Mm-hmm. And starting something that could take you a bit of a coordination, it's just something that you're maybe not used to, like for a while.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if you're me, but I've seen maybe a lot of people, or I've just have been told by a lot of people that it's really hard to like maybe push a goal on something for even just like starting it, or even just building a very small habit. It takes a bit of energy, so that's why it's a bit hard, but I think it's going to be worth it as well if people just, you know, put their head down and then exactly just follow whatever small thing that they can do at that point, mm-hmm. and then just keep doing that small thing until it goes a bit larger as
do you,
well.
Do you think you have that perspective though? Of like, I'll start small.
Yeah, look at me spinning like,
I'll start small and I'll get there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because a lot of it, I mean, you guys have TikTok, yes?
Yeah.
Finally.
It's falling.
But like, everything's so quick now and ready. It's ready for me and I can react or I can laugh. I can do this.
Yeah,
this.
And that's why it's good if you keep things simple, even with yourself.
True.
Like, because like dealing with this like very fast-paced world, it's better to mm-hmm. just like start something, start small, even if it's a little bit, like it's fine, you know, but like making it perfect and setting a goal and like doing all of these things, it's good if you can do it, but like if you're honest with yourself and you can't do it, just start something, and like mm-hmm. your brain is wired to like keep doing the thing that is like you're forcing yourself to do every day, mm-hmm. Even if you don't have a goal, and like your brain just gets used to it, you know, like yeah like it's crazy.
Are you guys good at forming habits? Like I'm so shit at it. I actually can't express how shit I am actually at it.
Me too, actually.
Pretty like, crap.
I'm bad at
pretty
it.
Crap about it.
Like literally, sometimes I like plan my calendar, like on mm-hmm. Google Calendar. I plan like the week, like what I'm gonna do each hour, you know.
You do that?
And I try to do that, but like every time, without fail, I fail. Like I don't know how you say it, but like every time I fail, like. Yeah. I try to just make a habit of like, after I finish lecture, I study for 2 hours. And then mm-hmm. after that, I go to the lab. And then after that, I go to the gym. Like, just like basic habit, I can't. Mm-hmm. Like, I have to, I like the freedom, you know, of like doing whatever I want in the moment. Mm-hmm. I hate being like.
It feels good, right?
It feels good. And like, good. I feel like even when I work on something, like just because I know I can work on it right now, I just know how to do it better, you know. Mm-hmm. I can't just force myself, you know. Yeah,
it feels good to just be like
started.
I mean, I think I
like having a list.
Exactly.
I think having a list works best for me. Like I just like on my notes app, I just like have like days of the week and then lists of things that I want to do in each day.
Okay.
This works better for me because like I know like I have the whole day to do it, but at the end of the day I can do it, you know.
Yeah.
Mm.
But not just like, oh, from this hour to this hour I will do this, from this hour to this hour, like I can't.
Like how does that compare to you, Carl?
I don't even have a system at all. I just like do whatever flies at that moment, because
mm-hmm.
I'm that guy right now, just kind of go with the
flow.
At the moment. There was a point in time where I used to just keep it all in the head and keep doing that
because it
activity.
Feels manageable.
Feels manageable at that point. And then the other thing that sucks about it is that if you maybe like fumble or stumble,
mm-hmm.
sometimes you just like, oh shit, you know, there's that distraction or even the slightest just kind of deviation from your plan. You start to like, oh shit, like maybe next month.
Oh,
you know?
do you
like,
when,
oh,
when,
maybe next 2 months. Like
when you get like when stuff doesn't like pull through with it, do you get like disheartened with it? Like, okay, it was supposed to fail. Haha, like let me just move on.
No, not really like that. I don't set it up to fail.
Mm-hmm.
But
not set it up to fail, but like if it fails.
Yeah.
Like if you have a party with 4 people and 3 people don't show up, and then it's just you and it's someone else.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you kind of just like, ah, how's your day? And like, do you?
I still continue, yeah. Like,
okay.
with whatever
well,
the
that's
circumstances
that's
is like.
That's a healthy way to act.
Yeah. Whatever the circumstances at that moment, I play with the cards, really. And be careful that it might spill on your couch.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's
for me,
just how I handle it.
If it didn't happen on that day, like if I didn't do something, I'm so hard on myself. Like I'm
just a bit, yeah.
Yeah, I'm so hard on myself, and like sometimes it's not good because like the negative self talk gets like too much. Like, oh, you didn't do this. It's because of you're this, you're that, you're this, you're that. And like I try my best not to do that because I try to look at the positive side of it. Like, oh, but you did this. You know, you didn't do that, but you did this.
Valid,
you know, so.
Valid.
Like I did talk about this with someone before and they're like, you're just focusing on negative, you know, so like just
mm-hmm.
focus on what actually you did, you know, so that's a good perspective to look at
that,
it
whoever did that for you, like That's such a
help. It was a therapist, actually. That's good. I wasn't gonna say
whoever they are.
I wasn't gonna say therapists. But I mean, why not? You know.
Sorry, I recognize it. I was like, that's a healthy.
I know, right? Thing.
That's a healthy response.
I know, right? Yeah, yeah. But I mean, I have seen a therapist for a while because you know, academic stress can get like to you, you know. And and like she showed me some like positive ways to like view myself and like she showed me patterns of ways I think about myself through our conversation. So I was like, damn,
the pattern things freaks me out.
Yeah, she's like, she noticed like you talk too much negative things about yourself, and I'm like,
I don't like the patterns.
And like once someone says it to you, you just realize it in your day to day life. Like,
oh, she's now, right.
Yeah, now I realize that like once I'm like talking negatively to myself, I'm like, oh, okay, now I'm aware, like I'm actually doing it.
Get some help.
Yeah.
Like they're never there to like tell you answers, which sucks. I'm like, oh, give me answers.
I know, right? Tell me what's wrong with me. Am I schizophrenic? Am I bipolar? Like, tell me
what I'm supposed to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like they're there to like guide you to like where you're supposed to be like foundationally.
Yeah.
And just like pull from that.
Yeah.
And like when they kind of just see shit and they point it out, I'm like, how dare you?
I don't know.
I'm not coming again.
There's so much
how dare I talk.
So much good crying.
It's very healthy crying.
It was so funny though, because like my sessions were right before a lab where like we had to present. So every time we would have a session with my therapist, I cry a lot, and then I have to go to present. So it's like the funniest thing, because like I go to present, my eyes are like puffy, and I'm just like trying not to look at nobody, and I'm
like,
just
at
like
school, right?
At school, yeah, okay. Yeah. And I'm trying not to look at nobody, and just trying to present and just like go back to my seat, because it's so tough. But that was the only time that worked. But like it's just so tough.
That's super aggressive.
I know. Like imagine
right out of therapy,
right before going to your lab, like you were talking about your childhood, you know, and like now suddenly you're in lab presenting a project, you know, like it's just so wild. Yeah.
And so the amoeba lives in the body. Like you're trying to like perform.
I'm pretty sure this is the life of half of SFU students, because all of them are suffering.
For sure. Yeah.
Valid.
It's a lot of students out there that don't keep their mental health.
Yeah, it's hard.
Even just regular people.
Yeah.
I think to the day I die, I swear to God, I really believe that everyone deserves like a chance to just like be in therapy.
Of course.
And to just like sit with their thoughts.
Of course.
Because like people have a villain mentality against therapists.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, they're gonna guide me in the
It's scary. It's scary. It is scary. Because you're gonna like unravel that thing about yourself that you can't let out in front of anybody, even your closest friends.
Exactly.
Yeah. So you have to be vulnerable, you know?
Which is why like a lot of people villainize.
Yeah.
That like I'm not gonna do that. Why would I do that? Like I'm like, no, like therapy is like probably one of the most like as a human individual you could like healthy thing you could ever do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's the most human thing, I feel like.
Most human thing. Yeah. That was exactly
what 2024. Be human.
Be human. Be more human. Get therapy. What? Talk human? About it. Talk about shit.
Who's human, bro?
Because it's like it's super real when it comes to like really anything. When like anyone's in a relationship, you need a third party to have that objective perspective.
That's true.
With it. Not only that, relationships too, but it's like familial relationships.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
every, it's, 100. You need these conversations to happen.
Yeah.
And it's tough to talk about it. It's tough to like really get into it because you're like, no, like they're part of me and I'm part of them and we're this, we're that. And I'm like, no, like this is a part of like being a healthy individual.
And just the aspect
human.
Of vulnerability, right?
And that's the scary
part.
That's
the scary part
for
a lot of people.
You're asking people around you to be vulnerable with you and to be scared with you and to be sad and to be
everything
that they might feel, right?
Yeah.
You're asking them to be all of this right now in this moment. and you need to like pull that out of them, but like it's not your job. It's yeah. your job to sit there and be with them, and they're also with you, and you guys can talk about it. Which is like yeah. therapy's crazy. It's super healthy.
Yeah, but I feel like you don't go to it. So most of the people, like, they don't go to therapy unless like it's serious. Like they feel like they can't. Like,
yeah,
they
but really that's bad. Yeah. You know that's bad, right?
Yeah, and yeah. maybe
like, oh, like I needed. Oh, I
it's
have
like
to.
You've piled on it, and then you're yeah. just getting to the root of shit. Root of the problem at that point.
Oh, I had to do this.
Because I feel no. like no matter what, even until now, if people hear like you're going to therapist, they think there's something wrong with you. You know?
Yeah, no.
Oh, and that's the main reason.
That's a weird. That's I don't like that.
That's the main reason why I didn't yeah. want to. Because I was like, I mean, I am stressed, but like, I don't want people to think like yeah, I'm cuckoo. Crazy. Yeah. You know? And that's yeah, the main reason.
That, hey, anyone that sucks. Thought that about you are fucking lunatics.
I know,
like that.
But
I really don't like that.
I know, but that's mainly like people from cultures where like. All you have to do is like pray for things to be good and that's it, you know?
I know,
and
like
why the fuck yeah. are you going to therapist? Like, you know, like just pray to God and like everything will be fine, you know? But like, yeah. of course, like I pray,
it's like very
you know?
Much like immigrant.
Yeah, yeah.
It is. Stuff. Yeah, I do see
and
that.
It's
and
it's so suffocating,
that.
You know? Because like yeah. you feel like, oh, is there something wrong with me? Am I not praying enough? Like, is
that's
does,
what
does
I'm
God
saying.
Not love me enough? That's why like they're fine and I'm not fine, you know?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
like, then like you get to a point where like no, I need to talk to somebody, like, you know.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Like,
that's how it should be.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember just understanding the fact that like any families, whether like anyone who immigrated here,
yeah,
I was like, no, you guys chose Canada to be your home.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are as Canadian as I will ever be.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just a native guy that just grew up here. You guys like make me feel as home as much as I would ever try and
it's crazy
make you feel as home.
Yeah,
yeah. Like appreciate out of that, all Canadians, you're hanging out with two immigrants.
Like, hey, Native, hey, Dylan, please don't cancel me.
No,
but
it's so crazy though.
Yeah, like yeah. You, like. They like,
I can't
guys,
imagine me being in Syria and like having a native guy from like northern
it doesn't exist.
Territories in
you
Canada
know it doesn't ex-
coming to Syria just to like, you know,
yeah.
find a
that,
home. Like
too.
That thing is like weird, yeah.
It's super weird that I came from this small little community.
Yeah.
And met you,
yeah.
a girl from Syria, moved to Egypt,
yeah.
moved to all these places.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. To a guy that moved to Philippines, grew up in the Philippines.
And Dubai.
Like,
and Dubai
and mm. trained him in sales. Are you fucking joking me?
Yeah.
Like it doesn't it like logically it doesn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I'm as grateful as I can ever be for you
yeah,
guys.
Yeah. I know.
And they're as Canadian as I can ever be.
Damn.
You guys are just
Happy New Year, guys. It's the end of the episode.
What the fuck? No, but I think all of it's like pretty beautiful. I think
Carl.
I hate that laugh.
Rabab has this like really funny laugh.
My fake laugh. Fake my filler laugh.
Like I think my filler laugh is like it's a lot of air. I mm-hmm. think like.
Oh yeah. I noticed that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Yeah.
What was yours?
I didn't notice that.
Like haha.
I never noticed that. No,
it's a lot of air.
I think
my air people.
All of it's like pretty beautiful. What was the the point we were trying to make prior to the immigration thing?
Oh yes. We're as much Canadian as
no, prior to else. That.
Therapists?
Yeah, therapist. No, I think... Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Bob, bet. No,
therapist.
Seriously. Like, I think everyone and anything actually deserves a day of therapy.
Yeah, everyone, Carl. Everyone.
Am I just here? What?
Yeah, he's right.
Am I just... What am I here for?
He's right.
I feel like you have a new personality with a haircut. Like, now you have, like... I don't know.
Anyways,
is this just me?
I had Pringles earlier.
Pringles and everything.
Sushi earlier. Mm-hmm. No, yeah, maybe.
Yeah, like I got a new haircut. He got a new haircut. Next is Carl.
Facts. Facts.
Hey, what are you gonna do with the haircut?
I don't braids? Know. I don't think I'm gonna cut it.
Honestly. Braids.
Braids.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe. Try it.
I have pretty thin hair though.
What, so what?
Light hair.
Yeah, but it works though. You have like curly ass.
Mm. I don't know. Yeah, I can try it out. See how it goes. Yeah.
I wanted to dye my hair for the New Year's, but my friends gave me an idea that like for my birthday, that this should be my birthday gift. Like, just ask people to like, oh, I want to dye my hair. Like, just, you know, bitch in. Like,
what color?
What do you call it? Like, bitch in? What do you call it? Like,
oh, bitch in.
Yeah, I don't know what you call it. Like,
no, I love
bitch. If you, instead bitch of giving me so a gift, good. Just like give bleach? Me like a $50, you know? Because like dyeing a hair is like $500 apparently.
Yeah.
And like I want to do it pink, so I was like, might as well, like, you know, birthday pink. Gift. Yeah.
Pink.
Like, yeah, why not? New Year. New
I want to see that, actually.
Pink could be good.
Yeah. Because
your outfits are very, like...
I know, right?
I mean, regardless of the sweater, actually. Yeah. Like, your outfits are very, like, pink correlated.
Colorful, correlated. Yeah. Correlated, I like colors. But, like,
not ridiculous.
Yeah, so why not? Let's see. Boom. I'm just saying it on purpose now so that...
Pink.
If my friends are listening to this, like, they know that I want that.
Are you gonna cut it short?
Oh no, I like
this. So you cut it short once. Tell us about that.
Oh, very short.
Yeah, remember that?
Yeah,
down to the jaw.
I mean, I feel like the shorter your for girls, the shorter your hair is, she the more like you're going through something. Like you just want to cut it. You know, I don't know.
Mm.
Well, tell us about like how
secrets.
You cut it down to your jaw.
Did I cut it that short?
Don't make me feel crazy.
I feel like honestly, I feel like at that time period of my life, like I wasn't aware. Mm. Like I don't know, like I was just like, I remember like my friend sent me like a picture and she was like, oh, look at this hair, it's so cute. I was like, oh, okay, I'm gonna get it.
And, how was that?
And she's like, she didn't take me seriously. And the next day I just went to the hairdresser and I got it. And yeah, she was like, you're very like easily influenced. And I was like,
she said that?
Yeah, bruh. she told me that. I mean, we're no longer friends.
Like that.
We're no longer friends.
Yeah,
I don't like that. Honestly, I kind of felt like a little bit weird about it because I felt like she sent it to me because she knew I was like easily influenced. So she was like, oh, I think that looks good on you, so that I get it. And maybe true. It's not as good, you know?
I mean...
I don't know. I don't want to start, like...
Yeah, no, I don't like
that. The hairstylist.
It was very cute, though. It was really cute, and I liked it.
Yeah, but, like, hey, someone says that to you? What the
fuck? I know. Fuck, that's why we're no longer friends.
That's weird. Yeah. It's a weird...
Like, did she mean it condescendingly, or... What did she... Like, did she, like, jokingly said it, and then...
Honestly, I didn't like it. Like after she said that, I went to the mirror. I looked at my hair. I was like,
"You got self-conscious of it."
Yeah, I was like, "Oh, is it bad?" Like,
yeah, no,
I
don't words
like
hurt.
I don't like people. Putting,
I know,
like,
because I do like
ideas in your head.
Like as I said, I am impulsive. I like to start like try new things. You know, do things. You know,
yeah,
and like, yeah. I mean, I guess this thing, like, a lot of people don't know. About me, but like I do say it to people, like I don't care, but like I used to wear the scarf, right? So like right when no, so much tension.
Okay, I'll stop there you go
so much tension.
I won't have that OCD in me.
Oh, okay, okay.
Is it an OCD thing? I'm sorry.
No, I think it's not an OCD thing. I think it's just, I think you noticed this about me, because like
what is this?
I like fidget.
Oh, fidget stuff. Yeah, whenever
I don't know, talking.
Yeah,
talking.
This is a thing on me as well. I get annoyed by that stuff, which is bad. Like it's not. It's. I'm sorry.
Sometimes I get annoyed, but I didn't see that he was doing that.
Started to get annoyed.
Oh,
that's on me.
Valid.
Like you can keep doing that.
Okay.
And I don't have an issue with it. I was starting to get.
It's okay. I got self-conscious now. No, I'm joking.
I got self-conscious. I am not going to continue my story.
Say that. No,
we're good. Bro. Like, getting here, there was this weird chick. Remember that earlier?
Okay.
Oh my God.
No, Carl, please. Please tell this story. This is weird.
This was so weird. We were pulling up here in the studio. Yeah, we're calling it studio.
We in the studio,
We love the studios.
Baby. Sorry.
But yeah, I was pulling up and all the parking lot is, you know, pretty full. And there was this just, you know, lady just walking almost in the middle of the road, almost. And she looked kind of like pissed. And then when she turned around and saw us in the car, she started to pull up her phone and, you know, I think record us. That's what she was doing. Yeah,
she was recording us.
But she was just like looking at us with that,
and walked towards the car
with that, like, I don't know how you describe that face, like just disgust or something, I don't know. And we were just chilling. We were just trying to park. And I don't know, she probably had a fight with someone or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, she was.
She was.
She was.
100%.
But she was walking in the middle of the street too.
But there was this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was this guy like just by the car, by a car. And I think they got into a heated fight or whatever.
Because he was outside of his car, like looking at her like,
yeah.
What's up? Like, what's going on?
Are you not going to run me over? What? Like, what? It was just like flash on, looking at us directly, pointing at the camera.
That's so creepy.
And we were just like looking at her, and she's looking at us. Like, we're weird.
She walked up with, like, pulled out her phone, just put on a flashlight and her camera. I don't know. Hopefully it's her camera.
Yeah.
Because that bitch is crazy.
Vancouver, bro.
And she just walked towards our car, or his car.
Yeah. I thought she was going to do something crazy.
I thought she was going to kick the shit. Yeah. I was worried too. I was gonna get out and be like, "Hey, yo! Like, get your fucking."
You should have started recording too.
Yeah.
And she
just imagine. Like,
yeah.
Me too. I got a phone.
You see this bitch?
What's up? What's up, huh? I don't know.
And she walked up, and she just walked up, and she's like, "Ha!" And then walked around and kept filming us.
She thought she did something. You know, she thought she did something.
I was like, she thought she did something. That's, I was like,
maybe she was high.
She's cringe. I hope so. I don't know.
Because the guy in front of us.
Yeah, he was looking really worried at the girl.
He was out of his driver's seat. He was like,
yeah. Yeah, they know each other.
He just kept looking worried.
Yeah. And he looked at me like, he looked at me and then just.
We parked. His,
yeah. Like, do you think they live in this building?
I don't know.
I don't know.
They're no. It was weird. Like, it was really weird.
It was weird.
It was weird.
I'm not gonna lie. Yeah. I'm
because not gonna, yeah, we parked.
Mm-hmm.
Carl parked.
Mm-hmm.
And we got out, and then he got in his car, and just stayed in his car, and that was it. That was like, we just. True. Oh, okay.
That was it.
That's so creepy. Like,
oh my god, that interaction was just. This is it. Obviously, I don't know. Well, Vancouver has a lot of crazies. You probably like
not just in Vancouver. Like, I feel like, even like, well, that's different though.
You probably have a lot of experience around this building.
Yeah.
I heard the noises.
But in terms of pictures, like, I remember when I was in Egypt, guys would take pictures of us just randomly.
Oh.
Like,
nah, bro.
And that's like a different kind of thing. And like one time, like the flash went on in the middle of the street.
No.
And I was like, this guy is taking a picture of us, you know? And like we went to the store and like we talked to the guys. Guys came out. They started like yelling at him, like, what the fuck are you doing?
I think
even, I mean, people in Vancouver might do that too. They never know, like,
of course.
100%.
Like, and it's so creepy. Imagine, like, someone just takes, like, random photos of you and you never know that they exist in someone's phone. That's so creepy.
I remember even, like, I mean, it was on TikTok.
And, like, Egypt is cool. Like, I'm not saying, like, people in Egypt do that. Like, it was just, like, some weird guy.
Creepy ass.
Yeah, no, Egypt's cool. Like, I love Egyptians. Yeah. Like, there's weird people everywhere. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Of course they're everywhere.
But that's my experience with cameras.
I love seeing those.
So I, Cameron, got a little too faded, so short episode this week, but we'll see you guys next week, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Thank you.
We love you.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I can't find my thing.